Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And a very special welcome back to the Roger Patterson, who's a local singer. He was here to promote his first CD a good while ago now, and he's recently recorded his second CD. So I've asked him to come along to the studio to share his songs with us. So welcome, Roger, and
Hi.
Thanks for coming. And would you like to just give us a wee introduction to your new CD? What's it called?
Yeah, it's called Just Trust Him. And obviously, as you said, the first CD was done 2009. And this CD was done about a year ago now. And it really just was getting the tracks created, because I created the majority of them by myself. So it took that time to get them ready, and also through consideration and prayer, the right songs to actually record.
These songs are not written by you, but you've arranged them.
I did more or less all the piano tracks are done by me, and I changed the songs a little bit, you know, key changes or just the outline of them, and two of them, which do have much more instrumental accompaniment, those tracks I didn't make, by Chris Tomlin. I think both of them are by Chris Tomlin. I just recorded them.
But if we hear a piano, it's you.
Yeah.
Right. So could you just explain a wee bit your background why did you decide to produce this CD?
I felt it was really time to get another one out of songs that I had been singing or that I wanted to sing. I'd either sung them at conferences that I've been at, or I've sung them for just concerts or performances. And I knew that it was right to record a new CD so I could sell it, obviously, and just to promote what I do, to promote my voice. That was it, really.
Would you like to explain a wee bit about your day job, what you do?
My day job. In general, at Adelaide College, the Come Back to God campaign, I'm the music director.
It's a Bible college in Saltcoats.
Yes, yeah. It's primarily a missionary training society. It trains people up to go out into Great Britain, not abroad, but to then go and work in other churches or Christian societies or even anywhere and just have a firm foundation of God in their life, having a daily walk with Him.
And at the Bible College, yeah. Your specific job is music director?
Yes, I direct the choir, which is a group of 8 singers usually, including myself. I create the backing tracks for them. I arrange for them. I accompany them. Also, I have other jobs within the building. You know, you do a certain amount of domestic work. Sometimes you're doing some cooking work as well. You're helping out when you've got guests. I mean, I play for all the services on the Sunday, or if we've got extra meetings, things like that. I'm the musician, so I do all of that, yeah.
Yeah, so the Adelaide College itself has produced a CD,
yes.
Let Him Be the Love. And I recommend that to anyone who'd like to listen to it.
And we're actually hoping to do a new CD as well. The singing group are hoping to do a new one this year.
Right, very good. Yeah. So let's get down to listening to your CD. And we're just going to follow some of the tracks. So what's the first one that you've chosen?
The first one is called Onwards Up.
What does that mean?
Well, when you hear the song, I think you'll understand it's not a very... I don't know if you'd say a poignant title. It's not one that you'd think, oh, that should be the title of that song. But I think it just means you make the firm decision that you're going to hold on to your faith. You're going to hold on to God no matter what and take the onwards up. Go onwards. Keep going up regardless of what's happening around you.
Mm. Can I love you, Lord, more than the gifts you bring? Can I still go on without anything? If all hope were gone, would you still find in me someone you could count upon? If all hope were gone, can I carry on in the midst of pain? When the road is steep, will I make the brave? Can I leave behind all those dreams of mine? As you call, could I pass them by? All those dreams of mine. And I know that I'm a bad risk, but I guess that that's what grace is. Knowing all I lack, you still took a chance on me. With stretched out hands, you risked it, and I know that that's what love is. So on my knees today, I'll go the upward way and take a chance on you. I'll take a chance on you.
You are listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour as we're interviewing a local man from Saltcoats, Roger Patterson, who's promoting his new CD. That was lovely, Roger. And your next track is a bit more upbeat. That was a quieter start.
Yes.
Can you explain your next track?
Well, I wanted the CD to have a variety. You know, I did want there to be some up-tempo songs. I wanted there to be a bit more than just a piano as well. And I don't really, to be honest with you, listen to much Christian music other than when I'm worshipping or if I'm specifically looking for a song for the choir to perform and I want to arrange it or have a go at us, you know, performing it. But I did listen specifically to some Christian music when I was trying to choose some songs to record. And as I said, Chris Tomlin was somebody that I've come across and I've really taken to a lot of his material.
Is he a writer or a singer?
He's both. Yeah, he seems to be both. And The Way I Was Made, which is this song coming up, I thought was very poignant for probably so many people out there and myself.
What's the particular poignancy there?
Well, I think it's that when you come to God, it's not that you come to rules. You don't come to religion. This is for me. You don't come to a tradition. You actually just come to know yourself that much more through him and have a confidence and a freedom that you didn't have before. And that's what I have. And I am the way I was made. I am who I am. And that's only been given to me by God. That hasn't been taken away from me by God, as people believe that something is taken from you when you come to church, you know.
And if God made you, God's handiwork is good.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I hope so. Right.
So let's hear The Way I Was Made. Yeah.
Caught in the half-light, I'm caught alone, waking up to the sunrise and the radio. Feels like I'm tied up. What's holding me? Just praying today will be the day I go free.
there's no tomorrow. I wanna dance like no one's around. I wanna sing like nobody's listening before I lay my body down. I wanna give like I have plenty. I wanna love like I'm not afraid. I wanna be the man I was meant to be. I wanna be the way I was made. Made in your likeness, made with your hands, made to discover who you are and who I am. All I've forgotten, help me to find. And all that you've promised, let it be in my life. I wanna live like there's no tomorrow. I wanna dance like no one's around. I wanna sing like nobody's listening before I lay my body down. I wanna give like I have plenty. I wanna love like I'm not afraid. I wanna be the man I was meant to be. I wanna be the way I was made. Like no one's around. I wanna sing like nobody's listening before I lay my body down. I wanna give like I've got plenty. I wanna love like I'm not afraid. I wanna be the man I was meant to be. I wanna be the way I was made. I wanna be the way I was made. I wanna be the way I was made.
Right, Roger, that was lovely again. And your next track is an intriguing one. God, is it true? That's a question. What's the question?
God, is it true? Well, I think really that it's, again, listening to the song, God, is it true that you're thinking of me at this moment? You know, God, is it true that you died for me? God, is it true that you've counted the hairs on my head? It's really a questioning that God actually cares about us as much as what he says he does, I think.
But I'm suspecting you believe all this.
Yeah.
But you phrased it as a question.
Yeah, more for other people. But also, I think within the song, there's a depth within just the simplicity, I think, of the accompaniment. And this isn't a piano, actually, accompaniment for this, but it's a guitar, nylon guitar, but that still is actually, I did do the track for this one.
Are you a guitarist as well as a piano?
No, it's been put through the computer from the keyboard. But a friend of mine mentioned this song to me, and I thought it was excellent. I wanted to record it, but when I did it, it took on a different feel. I think not just musically, but I think the atmosphere around the song is just a little bit different as well, perhaps.
Yeah. I was picking up from the lyric, it's about believing what you believe, that you do believe it,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it's gobsmacking to recognize, yeah, I really do believe that.
Yeah, it's like you're thinking of me at this moment, you know, you're thinking of everything that I'm actually concerned about. You know, it's a very personal thing. It's just not just what people, some people say, oh, don't bother God with that. Don't pray about that. Oh, it's much bigger things for him to think about than that. But actually, the truth is that he's concerned about all of it.
And he's concerned about me in particular.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I once had a problem with Jesus loves me. I could believe Jesus loves. I could believe Jesus loves everybody else. But Jesus loves me, it didn't quite feel right.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a celebration of the fact he really does love me.
Yeah, and it's also about just saying, when you accept it, just to trust him. I mean, that's probably why I titled the CD, Just trust him. Because that's what happens in the chorus. It says, just trust me, but meaning God, you know.
Well, let's hear God, Is It True?
God, is it true that you're thinking of me at this moment? God, is it true that you hear every prayer that I pray? God, is it true every time my heart beats, you know it? Well, if it's all true, then that must be you I hear saying, trust me. Must be you I hear saying, trust me. Put all of my hope and my trust in you. Well, I know it's true, and I know it's you I hear saying, trust me.
That was Roger Patterson from Adelaide College in Saltcoats, and Roger is sitting beside me right now. In fact, he was humming along to his own CD. So, Roger, let's think about your next track. What's it called?
Your Love for Me is a Mystery.
And it's a very devotional sort of piece.
Yeah.
Can you explain a bit more of the thinking behind it?
Well, it's been a song that has almost haunted me, really, for a number of years. There was a couple that used to come on conferences that we held at Adelaide College, and they had a ministry of singing together, duets. And this was a duet they used to do. And for years, I could never remember the words. And then when I did remember what the words were, I could never find the music. And one day when I was just choosing the hymns for church, because I said I do play for church and things, I was looking through all the different books we had, and I found this song titled Your Love for Me is a Mystery. And I just went, you know, this can't be the song, this can't be the song. And I started to play it, and it was. And I was like, oh, I've got to record this song. This is the song. This is the right time then now to try and get a track. You know, this is a piano track, and record this song.
What's so special about it for you?
It's the truth that God loves us. You were just saying that a minute ago, actually. Despite anything, there isn't a prerequisite to God's love. It's a very easy, and yet it's a very hard thing to understand. Because for some, the most simple things, it seems people tend to overcomplicate. It's just the simple fact that you cannot do anything to stop or make God stop or make God start loving you. He just loves you, and that's it, you know?
It's like a baby lying in the parent's hands.
Mm.
It's got the ability to accept love and accept acceptance.
Yeah.
So how do adults find that so difficult?
I think we begin just to think too much. That's what it is, yeah.
Well, let's listen to Roger singing Your Love for Me is a Mystery.
Your love for me is a mystery, and I don't understand how you just keep on loving me exactly as I
saying that was your favourite song of the whole album there.
Yeah, it is my favourite,
Very good. So, time's pushing us on, so let's go to your next one. How can I keep from singing? Mm-hmm. Have you sung all your life?
No, I haven't, no. I didn't start really singing till I was about 16. I'd always been interested in music and I'd always been musical, but singing was never my first instrument because I had always, say, I played the flute as a young boy and also played the trumpet from a young age as well.
How many instruments can you play?
Well, I really only play two instruments really these days, which is the trumpet and the piano, more than...
I think you're being modest. From my knowledge of you, you play whatever instrument you find in front of you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've had a go at the organ, but at the time, just didn't work out. Didn't have enough time for it, but it's a beautiful instrument. I mean, I really just appreciate all kinds of music and all kinds of instruments as well. Yeah.
I'm just highlighting the fact you're not just a singer.
Yeah.
You're very much a musician.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So let's hear this more upbeat number. How Can I Keep From Singing? Your whole CD is very uplifting, and we've our holy half hour's nearly expired, so we're going to finish with a big climax, finale, and for an uplifting series of songs, this is perhaps the most uplifting one. Is that why you chose it as the last one?
I suppose it is uplifting. It is a different style of music in a little way. I mean, it's much more, I would say, classical. When I was singing it, I had to be much more careful in the way I was singing it, because the range of it has I make it change key. You know, the original music doesn't change key, I think, but once, but I've got it changing key three times, so it goes much higher than the original would have gone.
Why did you want to keep changing key?
Well, because I wanted it to be more effective, that God will raise you up on eagle's wings. He'll raise you up and help you through those hard times. He'll give you that strength and that energy that you need to get through. I wanted, musically as well, I wanted to challenge myself, but I also wanted that to come across in the song, that keep going, you know, keep going, you can do it, just keep going, and sort of you go with the music. I was going with
music. Is this
based
on Isaiah chapter 40?
Yes, it is, yeah. From verses 28 onwards to the end, I think.
You shall mount up with wings like eagles, mm-hmm. run and not grow weary, walk and not faint.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a wee bird in a nest, and it was hesitating to make its first ever flight.
Yeah.
And the mother bird said to the child bird, "Go on, you're a bird, you can fly." So there's a bit of that God lifting us up. Right. Well, Roger, can I thank you very much for coming to the studio and sharing your lovely music and sharing lovely thoughts behind the songs. And may God richly bless you in your music ministry in the future.
Yeah.
So I'll leave you all with Roger singing on Eagle's Wings. Bye for now.
Bye.
And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. Of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life. Say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock in whom I trust, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings. Bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. The snare of the will never capture you, and famine will bring you no fear. Under his wings, your refuge, his faithfulness, your shield. You need not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Though thousands fall about you, near you it shall not come. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. For to his angels he's given a command to guide you in all of your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun.